Today I have with me Kate Partridge. Would you be able to introduce yourself and what you do?
Yeah, my name is Kate Partridge. I am the current newsroom coordinator and music director for CFER 88.7 FM.
What does the job of a newsroom coordinator consist of?
So my role is primarily to facilitate and support the student journalism, student journalists that we have on staff as they interview and cover local news stories, as well as present daily episodes of Due North.
Okay. And so part of that is the Local Journalism Initiative. Would you be able to elaborate on what that is and what your role within it is more?
Yeah, so that's a really exciting part of the newsroom this year. Due North has been in existence in some form or another at CFER for at least the 3 or 4 years that I've been involved with the organization, and perhaps longer. But this year, we got some funding through the National Campus and Community Radio Association, their local journalism initiative, to support kind of an extended role for the newsroom. Mm-hmm. So in addition to providing us with a little bit of additional money that in the form of stipends for journalists, it looped us into kind of this broader network of small community campus radio stations who are also looking to expand their local journalism opportunities. So it's been really fun. There's a website where we post all of our news coverage, and that's added to this nationwide network of news stories that aren't necessarily getting covered otherwise, and also provides kind of an infrastructure around what we're doing in the form of technical support and collaboration and a bunch of interesting things.
Awesome. And so how long have you been a newsroom coordinator for?
This is my first year. So I started in August. Mm-hmm. Due North kicked off in late September or early October. And then this contract, my role is contracted, so it runs until April. When, of course, you know, students kind of leave campus and things pare down at the station, and then the newsroom will start again in September in some form or another. But it's always a little bit different. Every year is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. What inspired you to take the role?
Yeah, it was a really interesting opportunity. So when the station manager approached me with it, it was definitely going to be a new challenge. I have been involved in community radio in some form or another for over 10 years now, but it's been a long time since I've done any kind of like issues-based or interview-based news programming. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like a good opportunity, especially considering this infrastructure that was provided by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, to build a new skill set, to help CFER expand their newsroom capacity and also contribute to the broader media landscape, which is lacking in a lot of ways in Prince George, especially when it comes to coverage of local news stories, especially around Indigenous issues, environmental issues, some of the things that aren't getting talked about as much as maybe they should be.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And so I know you mentioned that this is your first year officially as newsroom coordinator, but you've been with CFER for some time now. And in what ways do you find that this semester has differed from the past, both positively and negatively, due to COVID-19?
Yeah, so my role currently as newsroom coordinator and music director was more or less unaffected in kind of the logistical side of things. Previous to these roles, I was a volunteer coordinator and community outreach coordinator for CFER, and I know that the person who's currently in that role is working really hard to kind of contend with the challenges of COVID, because of course we can't train volunteers in the way that we've been used to in the past. Mm-hmm. But for the newsroom, because we were able to transition to an online system quite easily, the real challenge for kind of the COVID reality is contending with everybody's new kind of amped up level of anxiety and stress. Like, it's just coordinating any kind of staff right now, I think, is is challenging in the fact that people just have, you know, their focus is elsewhere, and rightfully so. So that's been the real challenge for me, is finding a way to make sure that our newsroom stays functional, but also recognizing that everyone's kind of in various states of crises and has been for a long time. In terms of opportunity, I think we really benefited from transitioning online in a lot of ways. For example, interviewing over the phone was not something that was kind of common practice at CFER previously. So coordinating interviews was a little bit more labor intensive. You had to find a way to get your guest into the studio and interview them in person. And a lot of people going up to the university is kind of a challenge. So now that we have kind of the technical capacity and the comfort level with interviewing over the phone, it's really broadened the possibilities for who we can interview. They don't have to be local. They don't have to make the trek up to the university. So in that sense, it's kind of created a lot of interesting interview opportunities.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And so touching on a few of those negative aspects that you referred to earlier, what are some strategies that you've used or developed to mitigate those?
That's a good question. I think just like recognizing that there is this base level of stress has been really important to kind of making sure our newsroom is collaborative and supportive and not too emotionally or capacity draining for the people participating. I also have been really lucky in that the people that we've hired into the newsroom, like yourself, have really kind of, you know, put in the work to make sure the newsroom continues to function with this ever-changing pandemic landscape. So I think a combination of like having really good dedicated staff and also just being, you know, staying compassionate about the realities of the stressfulness of the situation.
For sure. Yeah. And so alongside that, from your perspective, how has overall content creation and student participation, from what you've seen, been altered at CFER since before March?
We definitely have less, kind of on a station-wide level, we have less content being made. Having said that, this is the most productive the newsroom has ever been. So it's kind of two sides of the same coin. We are in many ways kind of exceeding expectations when it comes to content creation. But then also, you know, the previously students would kind of drop in and create content on the fly. That's no longer a possibility, or not really something that we're able to capitalize on because, of course, there are no students at the university. Having said that, we have been working to set up certain students, certain longtime volunteers, and some new volunteers as well with remote recording capacity. So, you know, microphones and audio interfaces at home. And that kind of like really basic but functional audio recording capacity. So we're working towards getting more content back on the air. But for the time being, it's been a little bit sparse.
Yeah, fair enough. And so all of these things considered, what are some of your hopes for the newsroom going forward into next semester?
Well, I'm really excited about where the direction the newsroom is headed in a number of ways. So we have partnerships with certain UNBC faculty departments, and those are expanding for next year. So we are adding an additional independent study program to our existing internship program. And then in addition to that, we'll be adding two more days of live presentation of Due North headlines. So the Due North program itself has an interview component, but then also has kind of a daily news segment component as well, where the presenter summarizes local news stories and presents them in this like really digestible 1 hour long program with song breaks and traffic and weather and all the other kind of fun stuff. So we're going to add two more days of that, which will bring our total to three, 3 days of Due North programming and additional interviewing as well.
That sounds really great. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And my hope is that with this kind of portfolio of really well done independent news coverage, we can build on that in the future, so that, you know, we won't necessarily have the funding next year, but we might have those partnerships that the departments continue, and we might be able to make sure the newsroom maintains this extended capacity, which would be really exciting.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And for those who are currently interested, perhaps, in volunteering or working with CFER in some capacity who are remote, what would you recommend for them in terms of perhaps getting in touch with still being a part of the radio station for next semester?
Yeah, you can email CFER_hello@CFER.ca. So that's CFER_hello@CFER.ca. That is the volunteer coordinator's email. Steph has been working really hard to put together video tutorials and an online volunteer support system, so people are able to access those resources, track their progress, and communicate easily with staff. Mm-hmm. That is all right on the verge of launching, if it hasn't already. So it's a good time to get involved as a volunteer at CFER.
For sure. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here and doing this interview with us today, Kate.
Yeah, thanks, Ariel, and thanks for all your hard work in the newsroom.
Thank you so much.